I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over half the population in Sudan is now in need of emergency aid. Fighting yesterday in the capital Khartoum broke yet another truce agreement to let in humanitarian relief. It's disrupted national stability and operations, and many are fleeing the country altogether. Ed Weaver was spoken worldwide.
We're hearing from some of our partners and teammates in Egypt that live in Aswan, just north of the border, that are saying there's at least 1 million refugees in Aswan, and Aswan is overrun. You know, they don't have the capacity to handle that kind of an influx. And yet, it seems like everybody that is in Sudan that's trying to avoid the conflict is escaping many times to the north, attempting to get into Egypt.
Please pray for gospel opportunities to Sudanese refugees. One unreached people group in Chad, a country in Central Africa, is known for its violence against Christians. Unfolding Words, Dane Skelton.
Reaching out to this group has a lot of risks attached to it, but our friend who we call Jeremiah and his team, in the spirit of God and with great boldness, decided to take a very long journey and share open Bible stories with this group.
Tribal custom says every new visitor must visit the village chief or king first. The king of this people group had a scary reputation.
He was adept at using occult powers. He would manipulate people using those forces.
Thankfully, the Lord protected Jeremiah and his team. Find out how at missionnews.org and ask God to continue watching over Jeremiah, his team, and their families. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.